WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Nick McWilliams.
Welcome into a special edition of Tusk Talks today. I'll be your host, Nick McWilliams, and joining me is Olympic athlete and Dover native Hunter Armstrong discussing his time in Tokyo for the 2020 Olympics. Armstrong just missed out on the finals by 1/100th of a second, but his times in the trials and semifinals still make him one of the best in the world in the 100-meter backstroke.
Thank you so much once again for taking the call today and just talking with us a little bit about your Olympic journey. I know it had to be something that is really an experience that I know you'll never forget.
Absolutely. It's definitely been a journey, all right.
You know, I know you're just 20 years old and heading on over to Tokyo to compete for the United States. That's got to be something that was pretty exhilarating. Run me a little bit through of what that process was like heading over to Japan.
So it's been pretty smooth, aside from the language barrier. That's caused some issues, but luckily we have a lot of veterans and older people on our team that have been through this, and a majority, if they haven't been to an Olympics before, they've been to Worlds. So this is my first international meet, so a lot of the other Olympians have kind of taken me under their wing so that I don't get too overwhelmed or lost.
Well, that's definitely got to be a positive for you. Who are some of the ones on the USA men's team who have kind of taken you under their wing? I know you were the runner-up there with gold medalist Ryan Murphy. Was he been one of the ones who's been helping you?
So I don't get to spend a ton of time with Murph just because we have very different training styles, so we're in different groups. We do talk a lot, and he has kind of taken on a leadership role in my life. I mean, he is one of the captains, but as far as people that I've been really close with, Caleb Dressel, Bo Becker, and Zach Harding.
That's a pretty good list to be having as mentors there. And, you know, for someone who came from Dover, Ohio, just a few years ago when you were competing for the Tornadoes, is this a place that you thought you ever would have found yourself competing with some of the best in the world and now being able to call yourself one of the best in the world?
Absolutely not. It is an honor to be competing at this level, but back in high school and even a little bit through college, I was just happy to be there. You may or may not know, I started swimming long course in 2018. Actually, I think my first meet may have been the end of 2017, but I started to take it seriously about halfway through the summer of 18, so around July. But before that point, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to swim in college. So I kind of thought like high school was sort of it. States was as high as you can go. I knew that there was college, but as soon as I got a little bit better, I realized there's Worlds, there's Pan Pacs, Pan Ams, like WUGs, all of these meets, all this potential that I didn't even know existed. There's a whole nother world to swim that I just found.
And run me through the process here, too, when you're standing up there about ready to start a race and you look around you and you see some of the names from all over the world. Was that kind of a very surreal moment? Did you kind of realize, like, I am here, I have made the Olympics?
A little bit. Trying to think. My semifinal heat, everybody, because I was a little upset with how I finished, barely missing the final by 1/100th of a second, but my coach kind of put things in perspective. Everybody in that heat, or everybody in the top 16, has won some sort of international meet, whether that's European champs, or most of them are world champions in some form of backstroke, whether 50, 100, or 200. And they just have a lot more experience. And something I learned at this meet is experience is everything.
And something to note with that, too, that I definitely wanted to ask, I know you mentioned a little disappointed not making it to the final naturally, but your name is now etched within the top 10 in terms of the world when it comes to the 100-meter backstroke. That's some pretty rare air to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, I'm upset that I wasn't able to place where I had hoped, but my time still sits top 5 in the world. So it's hard to be upset with how the year went. I can be upset with the way I swam. I missed the wall in prelims and didn't swim it correctly as far as race strategy and semis. But at this level, everything has to be perfect, and I'm just not quite there yet. But I try not to be too hard on myself and try to remember what I have accomplished and the fact that no one can take away the fact that I did make the Olympic team and I still have the fifth fastest time.
And this might be a little bit of a funny question, but I think I know where you're going to go with this. I know you're going to be back at Ohio State here very soon, competing for the team once again. In 4 years, are we going to be seeing your name aiming for the Olympics once again?
3 years, so even less time to prepare, but absolutely. I was telling my parents and friends and coaches before trials that I wasn't ready. A lot of these people that I'm competing with have been training and perfecting their stroke and their strategy and their start and all their details for years on end. And I kind of just showed up and somehow squeaked in. So I didn't expect to make it, but the fact that I did shows that there's a lot more room for improvement once I can put in the same amount of work and I'm able to perfect my race as well.
Absolutely, Hunter. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know the time difference makes things a little bit odd here getting interviews in, so it's greatly appreciated, and I know you have made Dover, Tuscarawas County, and really the state of Ohio proud, so keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in once again to Tusk Talks right here at 99.9 FM. A big congratulations to Hunter Armstrong and the entire USA Olympic team that continue to strive for more gold in Tokyo. Tune in next week for another episode right here at WTUZ.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.